Papa. Please be seated. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor for your goodness and your mercies. Thank you for this moment. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, all the way to verse 2. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. The Amplified Version. Preach the word. Be ready when the time is right and even when it is not. Keep your sense of urgency. Whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome, the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Subject this morning, as we round off the entire subject of soul winning that is in teaching for this month, is hindrances to soul winning. We want to understand the hindrances we must overcome. Hindrances that affect our successful soul winning effort. What are the hindrances? This month we have gone through a most intense training on soul winning as a church. Such a training as we have not had before throughout the whole church. From our studies, we can at least establish three things. Number one, that soul winning is the heartbeat of God. Soul winning is the heartbeat of God. When we talk about soul winning, it includes discipleship. John chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, he said, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Soul winning is the heartbeat of God. Number two, soul winning is every believer's responsibility. Every believer's responsibility. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 20, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Go ye into all the world. Go ye into all the world. Go ye into all the world. In verse 20, the Bible said, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. Matthew 28 and in verse 18. Matthew 28 verse 18. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach or preach to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Soul winning. It's every believer's responsibility. Once you are saved, you are saved to save others. Number three, soul winning attracts rewards and answers from God. It attracts rewards, attracts answers. In Luke chapter 22, verse 35, he said unto them, when I sent you, he sent them in Luke chapter 10, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. In John chapter 4, verse 35 and 36, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Then John chapter 15, verse 16. He said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Somebody say amen. Soul winning attracts rewards and answers from God. That is, as we attend to the concerns of God, God attends to our concerns. Somebody say amen. If you love the Lord, say it louder, amen. When we attend to the concerns of God, he attends to our concerns. So, soul winning is the heartbeat of God. Soul winning is every Christian's responsibility. Soul winning attracts rewards and answers from God. Now, the devil, knowing how crucial soul winning is, he uses several things to hinder our soul winning effort. What are the hindrances to the lifestyle of soul winning? Number one, a lack of focus on eternal values and issues or matters. The lack of focus on eternal values and matters, issues of matters. That is, where a person's life has minimal value for the things that are eternal. Where a life is totally focused on earthly or temporal matters, earthly or mundane matters, what to eat, what to drink, what to wear, what to drive. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to verse 20. Look at what the Bible said. It said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Let your energy, your investment, let your struggle and your effort be centered on what you can put into heaven. Treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Somebody say a loud amen. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 33. The Bible says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This is a life. The kind of life that wins souls has eternity in view. Heaven in view. It is like the life of Paul the Apostle in Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 21. He says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16. He said, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory in of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Ask someone, you say, what do you want to achieve in life? I want to get my degree. After your degree, what else? I want to get a master's. After the master's degree, what else? I want to get a doctorate. After the doctorate, what else? I'll get married. After that, I'll have children. After that, I'll train the children. After that, I'll have money and have all the investments. After that, what next? After that, what next? After that, what next? Nobody mentions debt. Nobody mentions debt. But it is inevitable. After that, you are 90, you are 100. After that, debt. Then after debt, what next? It is hell or heaven. If it is heaven, what is waiting for you there? What is it that is waiting there? Because it is possible to slimly miss hell and arrive at an eternity that is almost bankrupt. Very important. So it is important that our lives are lived with the ultimate in mind. After I have done this, I have done that, I have done that, I have done that, I have done that, there is one more thing. It's called death. After that, there is another thing. It's called heaven or hell. If it is hell, it's a total damnation. If it is heaven, what is waiting for me there? Very important. It's important that we live a life that is focused on heaven's values and eternal values. Yes, pursue the money, pursue all the things. But let all the pursuits assist you in the ultimate pursuit of making deposits in heaven. Number two, hindrance is distance from the vine. Distance from the vine. In John chapter 15, verse 4 and 5, Jesus speaking said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. You can't bear fruit if we are not connected. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Please note this down. Fruitfulness in life is a product of fellowship with the vine. That is Jesus. Fruitfulness in life is the product of fellowship with the vine. Connectivity with the vine equals productivity in life. Connectivity with the vine equals productivity in life. Your fellowship with God, fellowship with the Word, fellowship at the place of prayer, your union with God will definitely produce fruit. A man and his wife give birth to children through union, through koinonia, through fellowship, through intimacy. All truths are parallel, as it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. If we are going to produce fruit for the kingdom, we must be intimate with the Master. When a person is far from God, evangelism is not on the schedule. When a person is far from God, soul winning and discipleship are not his issues. Very, very important. So number two, hindrance, distance from the vine. If you want to bear fruit, you must be connected to the vine. Number three hindrance to soul winning is focus on life's challenges or distractions. Focus on life's challenges or distractions. There are times when the devil will tell someone, let God do this for you first, or do that for you first. Then you can become very, very committed as a Christian. There are those who say, I will become very serious with God if only God can settle the issue of life partner. I'll become very, very committed if this fruit of the womb issue will not be my distraction. There are some the devil will tell, if God is a good God, why hasn't he answered you? Why hasn't he answered your question? Why hasn't he solved your problems? But they fail to realize that your answer is in your assignment. Don't forget that. Inside the assignment is the answer. The Bible said in John 15:16, as you go to bear fruit for me, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it for you. You see? In Job 42:10, Job had problems. But he forgot about his problems and began to pray for his friends. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. If you left this service this morning and you heard nothing, hear this, that your answer is in the assignment. Your fulfillment is in your commitment. Your fulfillment is in your commitment. Somebody say amen. A lady by the name Mrs. Dan Laddie. I don't know where she is now. Maybe she may be hearing me in one of the locations of the branches now. She was married to a soldier. She was out on evangelism and someone told her, you want me to come to you to church? But God has not answered you yet. You are still trusting God for children. Like a neighbor that was mocking her. And you heard what they said. It's not me they are talking to, it's you they are talking to. That was how God heard it. And God broke the back of that devil. And this woman was set free. We dedicated our children on Area 1 church altar. That woman once confronted armed robbers and disarmed them. Hallelujah. Inside your assignment will come your commitment. In your assignment is your consignment.
The very thing the devil, the very thing that will bring your answer is what the devil does not want you to do. The soul winning, the evangelism, the service to God that will change your story is what the devil doesn't want you to do. But that is changing right now. I prophesy to somebody in the name of Jesus. Your change of story is happening right now. If you are saying amen, will you say it like a believer? If you are saying amen, will you shout it like a believer? What is the hindrance number four? It is waiting for perfect timings or conditions. Waiting for perfect timings or conditions. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. He said, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. All right, we'll stop there. The Living Bible Version puts it very, very sweet. If you wait for perfect, look at that. Can we read it together? I want to go. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. If you wait for perfect conditions, you want to see a man who says, preach to me, I want to be saved. You want the condition to be okay. You want the circumstance to be fine. Everything is just fine. You will never get anything done. You may say, oh, this is a marketplace, I can't preach here. Oh, this person is looking somehow, I'm not sure he will pay attention to me. Oh, I'm rushing somewhere now. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. That is why it is important that we have the handbills, you have the tracts in your possession every single time, because you don't know who you will meet and when you will meet them. If you wait for perfect conditions, this is a public vehicle. I may not be able to preach here. I may not be able to do anything here. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. The most critical thing is not the condition, but the conviction. If the conviction is right and the condition does not appear right, follow the conviction. The Spirit of the Lord is ministering to you that this person needs God now. Or that you should take advantage of this opportunity. If the condition is right and the condition is wrong, but the conviction is right, follow the conviction. Am I communicating at all? Follow the conviction. Follow the conviction. I'm sure you will not be tired of hearing me talk about Raymond Torrey, who felt like preaching to somebody in a restaurant, and he felt like, oh, this is a public place, and maybe let me wait a little bit and so on. And then, less than 1 hour later, the same person he was meant to preach to, a waiter, was found hanging at the kitchen of the restaurant. He hung himself, committed suicide. If you wait for perfect conditions. I've been in vehicle before. When I should have preached. I felt I should preach. And maybe I was just considering. These people look like people of the other religion and so on. And kept quiet. And suddenly disaster happened. And you began to regret that you did not preach. So, all that matters is the conviction, not the condition. Let God give you the conviction. And as he gives you the conviction, you follow the conviction and you will end with the manifestation. Somebody say a loud amen. So what are the hindrances we have dealt with so far? The lack of focus on eternal values and issues or matters. Distance from the vine. Focus on life's challenges or distractions. You want this problem or that problem solved first before you can start talking to others. No, sir. Number four is waiting for perfect timings or conditions. And number five is failure. The failure of expected results. In this situation, you are experiencing discouraging results. That is, they asked us to go and preach to people. You have gone to preach. You have tried to impact people, but they seem they are not responding. You invite them to church, they come and disappear. They promise you one thing, you see another thing. How many of you have experienced very discouraging results in trying to follow people up? At the beginning of our ministry, we had a lot of. At the point, there were people of the other religion that we tried to reach at that time. Then they will come and they will claim that they have gotten saved, they are born again, they are this and that. But some will tell all manner of false stories of how family rejected them because of Christianity and so on, and you assisted them financially and otherwise. Only for you to see another thing. See another thing. At one time, we were ministering to prostitutes and then taking them to rehabilitation homes. You remember? And we will spend the money to keep them in rehabilitation so that they can change from that lifestyle and move. The next thing you knew that how many, at a point, they will run away. Some will run away and return back to that life. I don't know whether we had up to 50% result at that time. We'll just run and return back. They're wondering, why are we wasting our time? But look at what Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6 said. It said, in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, withhold not your hand. For you don't know which one will prosper. Either this or that or all of them will be successful. Keep sowing the seed of the word. Preach to as many people as you can. Some may change, some may not change. Your own problem is not who agrees or who did not agree. Your own issue is that you have done what God wants you to do. And God will not hold you responsible for the soul of anybody. Am I communicating? There was an evangelist in America. His name was Mordecai Ham. Mordecai Ham organized a crusade in a small village. He spent money, printed handbill, did everything. And when he preached and he gave an altar call, nobody came out. That's Mordecai. It was an American independent Baptist evangelist. Nobody came out. He felt discouraged. The only person who came out was a small boy. You know, on crusade ground, children answer altar call like water. They will even run out before you call them out. Who want to give their life to Christ? All of them will run out. You know, and children at a certain age will go to heaven straight because they are not up to that age of accountability yet. But this only 12-year-old boy came out. What a failed crusade. He went and regretted not knowing that that 12-year-old boy was holding the destiny of a generation. His name, Billy Graham. His name, Billy Graham. Billy Graham preached to
remember that he organized a crusade in the Philippines. And I think the whole country was preached to, put on radio, on television, millions. In the year of 1968, he had 3 months crusade in the UK until Wembley Stadium became the overflow. Can you show Wembley Stadium? It became the overflow. 88 days crusade. It became the overflow. That time of 1968. Spoke to Winston Churchill, who listened to the crusade. That was how Mordecai Ham's crusade failed. That was the failure of the crusade. The failure that produced one man who reached those that Mordecai couldn't reach. Am I communicating? God will give you a result that will cancel all the failures you have ever experienced. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout amen at the top of your voice. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? So, since you don't know who will come out of your effort and what will come out of it, just keep at it and let no devil discourage you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. He said, be not weary. Don't be tired of doing the right thing. Don't let any form of result discourage you. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't be weary. Don't be tired of doing the right thing. I see great success and great result coming for somebody. This is my counsel number one. Allow nothing to hinder you from existing as a fruit-bearing Christian. Let nothing hinder you from existence as a fruit-bearing Christian. I tell people, I said, if nobody is learning from you, nobody is following your steps, nobody wants to become like you, nobody is asking you any questions, then in all probability, it is possible that your life is being wasted. And you shall not experience the wastage of life. In Jesus' name. Number two, prove God. Determine to prove the faithfulness of God through prompt obedience. Prove the faithfulness of God through prompt obedience. Obey God promptly, instantly. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2, it says, if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe, to do all his commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. Prove God. Prove God. We have experienced the whole of the month of February. Instructions on evangelism. Instructions on soul winning. The Lord is giving us the opportunity of another full month, 4 weeks, to put this instruction into practice. I received that signal last week Tuesday at the airport. Because after instructions is assignment. After instruction, I never knew that it was going to be like that.
I thought that as we're hearing, we're already doing what we're hearing. But the Lord made it clear that we have passed through a season of instruction and we're going to enter into a phase of compliance and watch Him change our lives. We have the greatest opportunity of our lives within the next few weeks. And I believe you will take the advantage of it. Can you lift up your right hand everywhere you are? Appreciate Him today for what you have received. Appreciate Him today for what we have received. Honor Him, adore Him.
And you are beautiful beyond description. So marvelous for one. So wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp the infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? And you are beautiful beyond description. Majesty and truth above. I stand in awe.
This morning for the word you receive. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, I thank you for your word to me today. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. I give you the worship, the supremacy, the dominion, the rule. Abba Hosete Lipere de Gazanalish Lepre Koko Zuratala Reketeke Zinanala La Marahosa, Kerepekedinia, Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name.
The Bible says that people shall be willing in the day of your power. Psalm 110 verse 3. Father, the grace to obey you.
The grace to fulfill your assignment. The grace to fulfill the mandate for soul winning. The grace to obey you. I receive that grace right now. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and appreciate him for the grace to obey. The grace to obey. Make demands on the grace to obey. The grace to obey. The grace to obey. The grace to do your will. The grace to fulfill your purpose. The grace to do what you want me to do. I receive that grace. 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 I receive the grace. I receive that grace. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Adonai. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Lift the right hand higher. And everyone that is here this morning, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. You pray this prayer with me where you are. And say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Help me, Lord, to live for you and do your will. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand waving? God bless you. Quickly pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and everything you came to church with, and quickly rush to the front. The rest of us, please take your seat. Just a moment. I'll give you the count of seven while the song is on. You pick your Bibles, pick your bags, quickly, and rush forward here. Let's go. One. Bondage, a lifestyle, smoking, drinking, gambling, womanizing, prostitution, masturbation, lesbianism, any negative lifestyle you know God is not happy with, and you want that yoke broken to live for God, quickly pick your Bibles and bags and join us forward. You want to make your way? Stand up and come forward. One. Two. Here I am to say, all together,
God. Father, we give you the adoration. Be thou glorified. Be thou honored. In Jesus' name. Those of you right here, place your right hand on your chest and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you for that grace. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I now pray for you. I take authority over the hold of sin. I ask that the power of the enemy be broken off your life in the name of Jesus. The grace to live for God is released upon you now. I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.